May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our salvation. Amen. Please do be seated. When you're ordained in the Church of England and you have a church school connected to a church that you're a part of or ministering in, you find yourself often in and around little children. Now, I've never considered myself to be someone who's great with children, largely because my dry and awkward sense of humor is something that's often lost on them. And those dazed looks that I get from children as I proclaim things that I think are hilarious just continues to show that I have yet to master that art of humor. It gets particularly painful when my own daughter tells me that I'm just not that funny. But to compensate for this, I've come up with a few other party tricks that I bring when I come to the table. And those have to do in and around my piercings. From asking children how many pencils they think I can fit in my face without holding any of them, to showing them just how big the holes in my ears are, and just like Thomas, they can put their finger in and see. But it's slightly different what Jesus is doing today, because that just leaves us with a bit of humor, a bit of a party trick, and less awkward stares from primary school children that can be unsettling when they have that deep, dark, vacant expression that seems to pull your own soul from outside of you. And you can imagine that some of this must be what some of the disciples were feeling. Some of what Jesus would have been feeling in that moment. And he comes to them not with awkward humor, but with a simple and beautiful message. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. In the midst of all that they had seen, in the midst of all that they had done, in the midst of all the things that they had neglected to do, Jesus comes and he sees them and he says, peace be with you. Have you ever found yourself in the middle of something where you felt like there has been turmoil, where there has been upset, where you just wished beyond anything else that you could catch your breath, and someone asks you just to stop for a minute and sit down? Maybe offers you a cup of coffee or tea, maybe something stronger depending on the time of day. And in that moment, that bit of peace that you are welcomed into sharing is something that actually allows that breath to be recaptured. It gives that moment to stop and to pause, to reflect, and to reorient yourself. Because I've been a lot like the disciples in my life. Those moments where you sit there in front of people thinking to yourself of all the things that you have done wrong. This 1 minute telling everybody that Jesus is someone you would die for, and the next minute denying that you even knew him. Standing around the foot of the cross and watching him dying and abandoning him in that moment for fear that someone else might do the same to you. Those moments of unbelief when Jesus said, I will be raised after 3 days. I will come back to you. And those questions in their mind of how is that possible? It must be a metaphor. He must mean something else. But in the darkness, after Jesus' death, they find themselves sitting in a very unpeaceful, albeit possibly quiet, space. Their world is turned upside down. They can't imagine what's going to happen next. And they just wish that someone would give them space to breathe. A few years ago, around Pentecost, was the time when George Floyd was murdered. And that phrase, I can't breathe, rang out around the world. And Pentecost, that simple thing which we hear echoed in this moment where Jesus breathes on his disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. Something that is echoed in every single baptism, in every single confirmation, in every single ordination, receive the Holy Spirit. It's a gift that comes with those breaths of peace. It's those gifts that come when we pause, when we stop, when we hold that space, but not by ourselves, with others. Peace isn't something that we hold just into ourselves, just in that singular way of individuality. Peace is ultimately something that we hold with other people. Within ourselves, yes, there can be conflict, and we do need peace. But this peace of Jesus comes within community, a peace that comes with the gift of God's Holy Spirit that asks the disciples to begin to walk in peace. The gift of peace, that calling of peace, the gift of God's Holy Spirit is meant to be the ultimate gift. The thing that we bear out into the world as those who believe that Jesus is the Messiah. You'll have heard it before that all four of the Gospels have a slightly different focus, slightly different theme that they want to get across to their readers. John's Gospel, as you'll remember from the very beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, seeks to place Jesus in that place of cosmic power, the cosmic Christ, the one who sits and fits in God's plan for all reality, not just what we see and experience. Jesus as Messiah, the thing that he has done through his incarnation, through life, death, and now resurrection, who will celebrate through his ascension, and then again the gift of his life through the work of God's Holy Spirit, is the one who sits enthroned over all things, a throne of peace, a throne of breath, a throne of life. And we find ourselves very easy in this week and in this gospel, as I've done many years on, focusing on Thomas, whether trying to see yourself in his doubt or defending his doubt because the other disciples doubted first, but nobody mentions them. But we find ourselves here asking that question about Jesus entering into our space as the resurrected Christ. Once again, this year, being asked as we celebrate God's resurrection of new life in Jesus, the Messiah, the King, our Christ. And Jesus says, peace be with you. A world that needs peace is being given those words. A world that needs that space to stop and to breathe, to reorient and to focus, to look at the difficult things that are going on in our world as choices that we have made, that we have been participants in, and that now are affecting the lives of others in ways that even puts people to death. Jesus is saying peace. Jesus is seeking to breathe the life of God's Holy Spirit into each and every one of us as that gift. And it is not just for those who would rush after Jesus seeking something of the power of God's Spirit, because we see how that turns out later on in the gospel, in the Acts of the Apostles. When people hear the signs and miracles and see the power that seems to be coming out from these followers of the way of Christ, and they seek after it for itself, and they miss the fact that what they're searching for and who they need is Jesus. But John is very clear. That is why this book is written. That is why we have stopped. That is why we have held these stories, because we need to know Jesus. So wherever you are in your life today, Jesus, the resurrected Christ, has come among you and has come to say peace. It's not a passive peace. It's not something that glosses over what's going on in the world, but it allows that stop to hold, to reflect, and to receive that breath of God's Spirit, which seeks to bring new life in and through you into God's world. Because we don't stop enough in our world, and it gets us into trouble. I know in my life, the times where I've refused to stop and actually make a plan or assess things as they're happening, and I just think, I'll eventually catch up. One of these decisions will finally make this all come into place. Always inevitably leaves me in a worse place than when I started. And if I were to just stop, take that deep breath, allow God to work in those moments, gather the people around me who God has put in my life to do it not just by myself, but with others, I would definitely find more peace. doesn't mean that there won't be things that need to be changed or reassessed, but it does mean I'm not doing it alone. Thomas, one of the sad things about him in his life is the way that the other disciples do forget to say to him, "Look, we were there only a week ago. Come and see." Instead, they berate him for his lack of faith and put him up to Jesus as he didn't believe when we did, forgetting that they first were at that place of unbelief as well. The invitation of our journey of faith, the invitation of the church, the invitation of God, is to not find yourself where somebody else is, but to find yourself where you are. To recognize that in this moment, where you are, with all the things going on in your life, all the things going on in the world, Jesus is coming to you and saying, "Peace." He's asking you to receive that breath of life, the gift of God's Holy Spirit promised to you through Jesus, through the promises of God, that someone would come, the life giver, the advocate, and you can receive that. And that is not just something to hold in the moment, but it becomes the empowerment, as we know, for the disciples to then go out into the world together to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ resurrected. Today, will you pause? Will you allow Jesus to come into whatever is going on in your life and receive those words of peace? "Peace be with you," Jesus says. "Receive my Holy Spirit," and together let's go out and proclaim that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of God, so that others might come to believe in him also. Amen.